98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Murata.
Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Wait a minute. Did the big voice guy say up early to talk Coyotes hockey?
I think they might have made that before they knew what time we were having this segment, because it's not that early. Anyway.
Wait, I was laughing because you guys are up at like 4:30, right?
3:30, donor, but who's counting?
3:30. Oh, yeah, my fault. I actually, when I heard that, I actually started laughing myself. So that's awesome.
Shane, thanks for joining us again. Good to talk to you. But you seem like an early riser. What time do you get out of bed these days?
I'm not as early as my wife. My wife's like 4:30, 5 o'clock,
wow,
seems every morning. So no matter what, I don't ever feel like an early riser. And I'm probably more of a night owl, and she's the early riser.
Gotcha. So. Three games into the season, it's been a rough go. The game in Buffalo on Saturday, close, but the other two games, just way too much in terms of defensive lapses and goaltending issues. I mean, is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I think you're being very, very nice, actually. So thank you. I thought that was a very nice way to say it. It is, yeah, it's not been, it's been hard to watch a couple of those periods. To be honest, a couple of the periods, I don't think we've necessarily played as a whole that bad. It's just when we make mistakes, they're so significant. And I think it's going to be a work in progress all year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The thing that I'm worried about is even though I think there are good nights inside this roster, the goaltending is really suboptimal in my opinion. Where do you guys go with this? Because it's kind of like the Diamondbacks when they had that bad bullpen that kind of even sabotaged the rare good nights, if you will.
Yeah, because last night you look at the power play and you see what it did, and you see us, we get four goals against a pretty good team with St. Louis, that's pretty good defensively, and you get three goals on the power play, you should win that game. And for us to not even be close is fairly disappointing, and or not fairly, it's very disappointing. But it's going to be something that obviously needs to be addressed. And I feel for Carter as he's coming back. He's coming off an ankle injury, and him and I talked last night, and I don't think there's nobody in the world that feels worse than him right now, but you know, the last five periods have been pretty tough to play. And at the same time, the game is what it is. It's going to humble you, and you're going to have to adjust, and that's what's going to have to happen.
Shane Doan, Chief Hockey Development Officer, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings, as he is every Tuesday. To your point on Carter Hutton, and the numbers are drastic. It's very rare you'll see even an early season save percentage that low, but if you look deeper, the goalie wears it, but how, you know, the defensive struggles, how responsible have they been for the number of goals being put up?
Well, last night it wasn't like, you look at, I thought that Kyrou for St. Louis was unbelievable last night. He's a young kid that's really coming into his own as a player, and I think he's special. He's going to be their best player, and he probably made three or four plays that, I mean, he embarrassed a couple defensemen with one on the one play, and then another play where he held the guy off, and then made a great pass over to give a guy an empty net. And he just made some plays that were special. So you don't want to jump too quick to your team defense or pointing anything out that you know, we got to change all of this. It's that idea of, like, sometimes great players beat you, and you have to just have to get over it. It can happen on a regular basis, and not every team can have great players. And so you're going to have to be willing to address the areas where our team defense, our defense wasn't good enough on probably three plays that left no chance for Carter to make plays, no chance for him to make saves. And you're right. I actually, him and I talked, and we talked a little bit about some of the pitching with the D-backs, where there's been stuff where you know, the numbers don't look good right now, but you give it this season and it starts to balance itself out. It stinks when it's at the beginning of the season and everything looks so much more magnified.
Yeah, no, but I think that speaks to who you are too, to understand that he is wearing all of this and it's not like this is an elite level goaltender, and some of this is patently unfair to him. So that's kind of cool that you did this. You mentioned the power play goals last night. Clayton Keller, with that early power play goal, I saw the stat, couldn't believe it. He's got 7 goals and 10 assists in 20 career games against the Blues. Why does a player have that kind of success against an individual team?
Because he's from there.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. It's unbelievable. It goes back to, and we've talked about it in the past, the mental side of sports is so underappreciated and then over exaggerated at the exact same time. Like it's incredible. And we'll talk about mental toughness on guys and the ability for guys to rise to the occasion and do different things. And sometimes the circumstances just dictate that they're able to do that. And other times it's just that mental edge that you get when you play against, for him, it's playing against his hometown team. It's incredible to watch him do what he does. He's been good, though, in all 3 games. Him and Lawson Crouse have been really good. I thought Christian Fisher had been pretty good, too, for us. So those 3 young guys are important for us to take a big step, and I thought they've been better in the last 3 games. So it's not just last night, but that was big for him to play against them. It seems that he always shows up big against them.
All right, Lawson Crouse, speaking of him, he took a nasty headbutt last night, a Glasgow kiss, as they call it in Scotland. What do you, have you ever headbutted anybody, Donor?
No, I've never headbutted anybody.
I didn't know headbutting was a thing in the NHL.
It's one of those things they make it look like it's no big deal in the movies.
It's a big deal.
You don't want to do that in real life.
No, that causes some serious, that hurts, and especially if you have a helmet on. But it doesn't really make sense to headbutt somebody when they have a visor on now.
That's pretty stupid. Like,
it used to be something that was maybe a little bit more valuable when no one was wearing visors and some guys didn't wear helmets. So I bet you I've only seen headbutting called, I don't know, 3 times in my career.
Wow.
So it's not something that happens too often.
While we got you, Donor, we got to swerve off hockey for a second. We're down to four teams in Major League Baseball. Are the Dodgers done for?
Oh, man.
Are we hoping?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not everything that they've kind of worked towards this whole year. It seemed to just be difficult this whole year for them. Like, everyone kind of, you know, knighted them as the team to win at this at the beginning of the year, and it's been like they've been battling and struggling the whole year. So it's going to be tough. I think they're in trouble. I think that they're obviously with having Scherzer go the other night, and so he's not capable of coming back right away. I think he's their big horse, and they obviously Brule can help them, but I think they're in trouble. I do. And hey, I heard you guys giving it to me about picking the Astros again, Vic. I love that.
the Jose Altuve thing, that threw me for a loop, Donor.
Well, I don't think, like, I think that I just love the guy. Like, he's 5'5", 5'6", and has competed so hard. And I'm not saying that what he did or what they're accused of doing is right. And by no means am I accepting that it's right. But I love the fact that I don't think that it was something that he did on his own. Like, I think it was probably something that like everyone around him's doing
but
it.
Somebody
and
taped a wire to him, Donor.
You were like how hard he competed.
I agree with
Shane. There's a reason why he did so well.
Jose Altuve didn't do it on his own. It was a plan that was concocted at one time by the manager now of the Boston Red Sox.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's not like he was doing it his whole career, and he's made it. How far as he's made it, everything he's done, and one incident. There's a line in Seabiscuit that you don't throw a person away for one mistake, and I don't think that you throw him away because of everything that he's accomplished, and I love that. I love that he just never quits.
O.J. Simpson was great in the Naked Gun movies. Is that what you're trying to say?
Z- zip it, Jared. I didn't even hear what you said, but I know I want you to zip it.
He's throwing yeah. haymakers at you, Donor. Right.
We don't want to revisit what Jared said, Shane. Donor, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, man.